Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gary Day of the 187th District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we are coming up on Black Friday here, and it's a time when everyone's out there shopping. And this year, I understand that there's a move afoot to encourage folks to do some of their shopping locally and help the local economy. What's going on here?
Well, in Pennsylvania, the House Republican Caucus is continuing to focus on ways to help small businesses by reducing regulatory burdens, eliminating the inheritance tax for small family-owned businesses and establishments, and providing tax credits for small business startups. We've been doing that in our caucus, been trying to lead Pennsylvania that way. But on Saturday, November 28th, it's Small Business Saturday, an initiative by the United States Small Business Administration that encourages consumers to shop at local small businesses during the holiday and retail seasons. Spending local encourages that local small business economic development, and in places like Kutztown and Fogelsville and even up in North Whitehall, it helps keep businesses close to home, close to our residential areas in the 187th District. So I think it's good to remember about those small businesses and go out there and support them.
Also, there's been a lot of concern voiced recently about the abuse of opioid drugs, not just heroin, but also prescription drugs in Pennsylvania. And I understand that a task force has been looking hard at this problem and has introduced some suggestions. What's going on?
To help save lives from destructive drug abuse and overdoses that we see in the news so often, here at home in our area, it happens as well. Recommendations from the House Task Force and Advisory Committee on Opioid Prescription Drug Proliferation were unveiled at the Capitol press conference on Tuesday. The recommendations, which are being developed into legislation, are designed to help stop the deaths in the past several years that we've seen, even in the 187th District. Whether in Berks County, Lehigh County, whether in an affluent neighborhood or not, this reaches into all aspects. All residents are in jeopardy. It's something that can touch many of our youth and a lot of our adults as well. We need to step forward. We need to talk more about it so people are aware of the problem. We need to have conversations with our children in our homes, talk about how was your day, what's going on, and what are the things that you're doing. Look at them, examine them, and if you think you have a problem, make sure you call the appropriate authority. You can start with your doctor, and if you don't know who to call, call my office, and we'll be able to help you and get you in touch with the right people.
There's also been a lot of concern about terrorism, not just on the international front, but also here at home in the United States and in Pennsylvania. And I understand that there's a lot of concern about what may be going on with resettlement of Syrian refugees. What's going on here?
Questions have been raised about Pennsylvania and efforts to resettle Syrian refugees. Our governor, Governor Wolf, went out there and he said, hey, we're going to accept all these people, without any type of qualification or concern about the safety for Pennsylvanians. And that caused an uproar in my district and all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Appropriate measures need to be taken to ensure the safety and security protocols are in place. Here's what we're being told. This is an entirely a federal issue, and we have no purview, no decision-making process. This is under the Immigration Act, and the federal government has entire say. However, it's obvious to people. It's common sense. We may be letting the enemy in through this process. You know, I think we all welcome immigrants to our country, but at a time like this, security is of paramount importance, and we need our governor to stand up, and we'll stand with him and ask the federal government, please give us more assurances that nobody's going to slip through the cracks that may be detrimental to the security of Pennsylvania.
Representative Day, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day.